holding Bez Hashem Klal Yud Sif Hey, and the Chofetz Chaim has been talking until now about if somebody does something and damages you or hurts you or embarrasses you, so then when is it mutter for somebody to talk about it in order to help out the person who was hurt? Then the Chofetz Chaim says that if somebody is speaking Lashon Hara about somebody, if let's say Beryl is speaking Lashon Hara about Reuven, so that also is considered that he's hurting Reuven, and therefore also a person would be able to do something in order to help out the situation. However, for him to go and tell Reuven and say, you should know Beryl said Lashon Hara about you, that would be an Issa Torah of Rechilus, and that would be forbidden. So the Chofetz Chaim says in Sif Hei, Vimu Roya She'echad Mesapa Lashon Hara Chaveirai, and if I see some Beryl saying Lashon Hara on Reuven, Gam zehu miklal ha'avoyne shebidam l'chaveira. This is also included in those sins. Lachain, im yishlumu kol ha'protum anal. If, let's say, all the conditions are fulfilled, mutal l'farsim goydel genus ha'misapar hazel l'fnei adam. So you can tell other, you can say other people, look how disgusting this guy is, that he talks about other people, and he makes fun, etc. V'chol ze'en emoyel rak, however, the Chofetz Chaim is afraid, but what happens if when you say these things, the Reuven is going to hear that Beryl said Lashon Hara about him? So then that's going to be a problem of Rechilus, because you're going and you're snitching, so to say, on Beryl, even though Beryl did something wrong. But nevertheless, even though if somebody did something wrong, you're not allowed to say it. He says, V'chol zein emoyel rak in belavari gam king pranis gala dova liyesh esipar ala. Now, if Reuven knows that Beryl said Lashon Hara about him, so if Reuven knows already, now if I go and tell people how it's disgusting the way Beryl is talking about Reuven, etc., so now I'm not going to be able to heal this because Reuven already knows that Beryl said this about him. Aval amadayin loynas gal hadover, but if Lamaisa Reuven doesn't know yet, also l'sapar hadover af lacherem, not only are you not allowed to tell Reuven, but you can't even tell others about it. The chavra, chavra yislai, or meli yizgal hadover gan loy. Because Lamaisa, the information very likely will get back. So in other words, it's not a chiddush, but it is a chiddush, because obviously rechilus always means that if I go back and I tell a person, the victim, you know what this guy did to you, or you know what this guy said to you. Now, obviously, if the guy's going to be, if let's say Beryl came to give him $1,000, was, you know, deposited in his bank account, $1,000, it will be mutter for me to tell Reuven, by the way, you should know Beryl deposited $1,000 for you. So obviously, the only issa of Rechilus is always when I go and tell Reuven what Beryl said or did about Reuven, which was something negative, which means that Beryl really did something wrong. So Beryl started off this whole thing with a problem. He said Lashon Hara, he hurt, he did something negative to Reuven. So the Chayra Beryl is the bum over here. But nevertheless, it's also for me to go now to Reuven and say, you should know, Beryl said this not nice thing about you. Because that's considered Rechilus. So Rechilus really always is, even though the guy who did it was wrong. And this is unfortunately, you know, such a terribly common Aveira that we do, that, you know, somebody said something not nice about a good friend of mine or something like that, or somebody said something not nice about me and all that, and they said to others, and somebody comes and says, you know, you think this guy is a friend of yours, you should know what he said. He said this about you. You know, you should just know. So that's mamash rechilus. It's mamash also to do that, except in very, very limited cases, which we'll see. So he says, v'kol shkein she'osa legal sadov lo yisuponi gufa. Surely you can't go tell Reuven directly. Shedibrolo. Even though you're trying to help out here, because that's mamash the Isur Rechilus. Imagine what a better world it would be if people were careful in this Isur and not going back and telling people about what this guy said about you and this guy that about. Somebody said something really not nice about my father or about my Rosh Hashiva. And he said, you know, he said this. And I go to this reshiva and I say, you know, it's disgusting how this guy said was mevazi you, how he said this not nice thing about you. You should know this and all that. And he even went once to the yeshiva. It's mamash and he said the rice of rechilus to go and say that. Even though you think you're being so loyal to your reshiva, you're being loyal to your parent. And that's the isa of rechilus.
That's
However, then the Chofetz Chaim gives us an exception. Sometimes you're allowed to tell people about it even if the victim doesn't know. If he sees that there will be a real benefit to the victim in this case. And he says, but nevertheless, he still need all the conditions, he said, which we'll review. And I'll explain what I mean, that it's a benefit so that people don't make a mistake, because everybody thinks that if I tell, there'll be a big benefit. So what kind of benefit are we talking about? He knows this guy, the way this person is talking about Reuven, just like he's telling Beryl said it to me, he's going to go and spread the word further. In other words, he doesn't like Reuven, so Beryl is going to mamish, you know, tell other people also about this. And especially the Chofetz Chaim said, before you can open your mouth, you have to go and tell the guy, you know, Beryl, you're doing the wrong thing by saying Lashon Hara. So he already said that, and you see that he's not listening to you. And this we know, Nebuch. Almost everybody, he means except the Chofetz Chaim, is nichshol in lashon hara, ubefrat bekabolas lashon hara, and in listening lashon hara, the korav adava shetiskabel haloshon harshalai, and it's very probable that if somebody Beryl is going to go tell lashon hara, the person is going to believe it. V'yakosha hakach loitzes adorim believe up. It'll be very difficult now to change their mind. Ki tzadik harishon berivai. Who's the tzadik? The one who's first. There's the one who got there first. He's considered by people the tzadik. It's therefore you can go and tell the other people, how terrible this Beryl is, and he should tell the people, you should know that Beryl guy is upset. Reuven didn't show him enough their heretz, and that's why Beryl is upset, and because of that he's going around and beschmutzing him about some business deal. By doing this, you're going to blunt, and they're not going to believe now what he's saying. And when he sees that, and they'll give him mussar. And when this Beryl sees that they're not listening and they're not thinking, he's not going to do it anymore. This case is mutter. Because you're going to protect now Reuven from getting hurt. And you're also helping out Beryl, that he's not going to be saying so much lashon hara. So the kids, he's telling us, when he's saying the chilik between toyelis mamish and not a toyelis mamish, right, it's very hard to know what the mamish means. So the Chofetz Chaim seems to be making this following distinction. If somebody stole something, and now I'm going to talk about it in order to help get the money back, or that people should stay away from him, this and that, that's all not a heta for Achilles. And therefore, if the guy doesn't know about it, if Reuven doesn't know, you're not allowed to say it. However, if I'm to protect Reuven from further damage, if the situation is such that I know that Reuven is going to get hurt. So for Reuven to get hurt, then there's no iser of rechilus for me to protect Reuven from getting hurt. And not only getting hurt, as we have the Gemara about Gedalia, Ben Achikam, that kind of a case where if you don't say something, I can get killed, or get even hurt or hit. But even in a case where if the guy is going to get, so to say, hurt by additional Lashon Hara, if my action now is going to stop the guy from saying more Lashon Hara, that means I'm protecting Reuven from additional damage. If I'm protecting Reuven from additional damage, then there's a heter nechilas.
What if the Lashon Hara that's being spoken is true, and you know it's true,
forbidden? It's all forbidden. It's all forgiven. Okay. But, you know, as we will learn, you're saving other people from damage, there's a heter.